How you doing, guys? Brand new episode of the podcast coming up for you right now. Over an hour, this one for the heroes. If you want to get the full unedited version of the show, please, please, please consider becoming a hashtag hero. You go to patreon.com/thehashtagshow. Sign up for as little as £4, I think it is, or $4 or $5. It's fucking peanuts, man. You'll get the full episode every single week. Plus, you can access the old episodes on there as well. So do that. patreon.com/thehashtagshow. The extra stuff this week is I've been over to see Maria. We'll talk a little bit about that. Talk about some of the props that I've got back from the hashtag show. We talk about the Gilf Hunter, the pedo. We talk about Nunwolf. I also tell you a story about how my wife tried to kill me by cutting off one of my balls. It's an action-packed extra episode that's on the end of the council stuff. So become a hero and enjoy that. patreon.com/thehashtagshow. If you are unable to do so, you can support the show by subscribing to the YouTube channel or sharing the posts when you see it on social and encourage people to listen to the podcast. Thank yous all. Yous are brilliant. I love yous. And enjoy this episode. Speak to you soon.
Hashtag show.co.uk.
How you doing, heroes? We're back again, another week, another episode. You'll be delighted to hear, this time, for those of you who are watching on YouTube. And before we start, again, we're going to do fucking tangents and cul-de-sacs. Huge, huge, huge thank you to everybody who has subscribed to the YouTube channel. We're now well into the 600s. Crazy numbers. I mean, absolutely crazy numbers. Still a lot of you who are not following the socials and not subscribed to the YouTube channel. So once you've listened to this, if you are listening to it on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, however you get your podcast, make sure you subscribe to the show and just do us a favour. Just click the link. Click the link, go to the YouTube page and just subscribe and you never have to come back again. If you do not like watching my fat potato head, you never have to come back again. If you sit sometimes and you go, do you know what? I thoroughly enjoy listening to DJ Gibbo on the hashtag show, but I cannot stand looking at his fat face. That's fine. Enjoy the voice. Enjoy the dulcet tones. But just go and subscribe to the channel. That's all you need to do. Go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and never fucking come back if that's what you want. Or tune in every week for some visual pleasures. Because if you are watching on YouTube this week, you'll now get to see that I've actually got the wedding ring on. Where is it? Where's the camera? There's the camera there. What is it, Bird's Day? Is this the thing? You put it to your face? Is that meant to see the sparkle or something? There it is. The wedding ring is on. And I'm just seeing a good look at the fucking tattoo there as well. Air Force One Nike. Greatest trainer ever made. So yeah, already feeling good. I've remembered to put the wedding ring on this morning. Nanu. So there you go. Right. Subscribe to the channel is what I'm trying to say. And those of you who have, thank you very much indeed for doing so. It does help. For whatever reason, and YouTube in their glory has decided you've got to have 1,000 before fucking anything happens to you. So we need to hit that magic 1,000 subscribers and then the world's the oyster. Who knows? Not a lot's been happening since we last spoke. It's one of those odd episodes where I am, fully transparent here. I wasn't planning on recording today. It's probably the only time in the week that I'm going to get an hour or two to sit and record. And I'm kind of now backs against the wall, said the nun to the vicar, and we're recording. So there's not really much happening. There's no many thoughts in my mind. My brain is empty. It is clear. Like a monk meditating on a cliff edge. I was going to say face, change it to edge, because I don't think they meditate on cliff faces. That would be high-end. That'd be high-end meditation. Where is Brother John? Are monks called brothers?
Are monks called brother?
What are monks called? What's the kind of fucking, like, common term, my man, for monks?
Because you know how, like, my priest or like, Brother Jacob, he's like Brother Arab. maybe no Arab, brother Simon, brother Paul, brother Garfunkel, and they just fucking kick about the monastery, the vicarage, the nunnery, the parish, whatever the fuck it is that priests hang about, whatever, they call themselves brothers. However, what is the Monkerton, Emtron,
where you meditating?
Now, do monks meditate anywhere? Already I've started this podcast by going, I've got fucking nothing to talk about, and now we're ball-deep monk chat. Can monks meditate anywhere? Or is it got to be a holy place? For example, again, going back to the church, it's the only faith I know. All right? Christianity, number one, top of the tree. If you've got to pick a religion, you're picking Christianity. It's the fucking best there is. That's all I know. So you can obviously pray in the house. You can pray in your bedroom. Some people do pray. Oh my God. It's said over and over again in a lot of bedrooms, praying to Jehovah. But you go to the fucking, you know, you go to the big house, El Chapo, you know, and you do your fucking Hail Marys and your wee wafer. And it's meant your prayers are more concentrated there because it's getting funneled through the host pipe of God. I don't know, right? The church, a chapel, a church, if you will, is a funnel to Christ, direct link to God. It's a Wi-Fi hub, if you will. Sometimes you'll find your laptop works better closer you are to the hub, right? In the house. Jesus is like Wi-Fi. Closer to the hub, stronger the connection. So you could be in the house, praying, doing all God stuff, and you're like, fucking, nothing's happening, Morag. Who's Morag? I don't know. But then you're like, here, when we go, let's get closer to the hub. And you fucking get it in the church. And you do your God stuff down there, and suddenly it feels a bit better. You know, it feels more godly when you're doing God stuff in the church. Why? I don't know. Old Bibles, red velvet. There's a lot of red velvet in churches. Depends what church you go to. If it's a good church, red velvet. If it's a council church, it's probably just mahogany, you know. But still, you can close your eyes, smell that wood, and, you know, you could be in the Rangers trophy room. So, every cloud has a silver line. But, closer you are at the hub, stronger the connection with God, right? Now, do the monks, when they meditate and they fucking clear their mind and they're all zen, right? Do they have to meditate in a special place? Or do they just go anywhere? Because I've seen people meditating in the house. Now, I'm not suggesting for a second any of the heroes are into guided meditation. I don't even know if you've tried it. If you have, please get in touch. I'd love to know. What was your experience? You know, who was your guide? Where did they guide you to? Was this a sexual thing? Get in touch. Get in touch with the show at imafuckingnumpty@thehashtagshow.co.uk. Have you tried guided meditation? Now, I've had friends. I've got a friend, a very good friend, a very close friend. A very, very close friend. He does Tai Chi, you know. And when he first told me that he does Tai Chi, I thought he was coming out to me, you know. And I did ask him, I says, is everything okay with the marriage? Because he's married to a woman, a lady, and she's a lovely lady, you know. And he's just, and I'm sitting going, my friend, I've known this boy since school. We've been friends through all the way through adolescence, teenage, and now into adulthood, close friends. And I never knew that my friend was a homosexual who does Tai Chi in his garage. Now, again, we're going off on tangents here. I don't know if I can say out loud that grown men who do Tai Chi are homosexuals. That may fall under Scotland's new hate crime bill. I don't know. I'm a little concerned with the bill because I'm worried that, you know, if anybody from the Scottish Government was to listen through to any of the previous episodes of the Hashtag Show, I imagine we'd be sent to a concentration camp.
I imagine that many episodes in the past could be construed as hate speech of some kind. There is no hate. There is no hate in my heart, nor Mal's. Only love. But I imagine there's probably significant evidence to suggest. Significant evidence to suggest a dash of anger in some of the comments stroke conversations that have been had in this podcast. Is that... I haven't read much about the hate crime bill, which I don't, again, I don't know my dates. I don't know. I am not a legal paralegal. I'm not a lawyer. Nor am I a police officer, because I have a sense of humour. But I think this has been amendments to a bill that already existed, and I think it's like a hate crime bill from like the 80s, like I want to say 1986, right? And these are amendments that have been made to the bill, which came into effect on the 1st of April. Now, I am not a politician, nor am I a lawmaker. However, this is a perfect example to show that politicians are not real fucking people and should be in charge of nothing, no man, fuck all. If you're going to bring in a new hate crime bill, which basically says if you fart loud in a lift, you could be sentenced to 20 years in prison for crimes against somebody's fucking nose, do not bring that bill out on the 1st of fucking April. AKA, also known as April Fool's Day. Do not bring out a new bill which basically says if your granny calls the corner shop, what she used to call it, she'll be doing 40 years hard time in Bar L. Do not bring that out on the 1st of April. Do not bring a bill out on April Fool's Day. Right? Do not bring out a bill on the 1st of April where if almost half of the population in Scotland phone for their favourite takeaway on a Friday night and use the word that they used to use to describe that takeaway shop could face 60 to 70 years hard time in a Russian Minsk prison. Do not bring out that bill on the 1st of April. Because people are just going to think it's a fucking bam up. And I'll tell you why it's a bam up. Because this is a country of banter. Scotland is a country of banter. Now, I am not for a second defending genuine hatred towards anyone. Not for one second. I mean, the only people, and I'm pretty sure I've said this before, the only people, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and this is not for comedy effect, this is not a joke, this is not saying something to shock or saying something to get some kind of reaction. This is at my core. This is a belief. And this is a belief that everybody should share. And this is something that I think, if you don't agree with this, I have questions on your character. I do not care about your religion.
I do not care about the colour of your skin.
I don't care where you came from. I don't care where you're going. I don't care what school you go to. I don't care what football team you support. I don't care if you got a cock or a fanny. I don't care if you've lobbed it off. I don't care if you are a fucking 42-year-old bricklayer who identifies as Sharon. I do not care less. However, if you are a cyclist, you should be fucking hung. And that is it. There should be no hate in your heart towards anyone. No hate in your heart towards a group of people. No hate in your heart based on someone's sexuality or identity. But you should, with every fibre of your being, be physically disgusted at the sight of a cyclist. And again, let me clarify, I do not mean children on a bike. I do not mean junkies cutting about a scheme on a bike. I mean grown men in Lycra on a country road at the weekend, holding up traffic and being fucking cunts. These are the people I mean. They should not be protected by any act of law. So if you are going online, and I think that that's something we can all agree with. I think everybody hates cyclists. And even if you are a cyclist, even if you're listening to this, you're like, but Gibbo, I love my fucking Lycra suit and my £17,000 speed racer that only weighs 3 kilograms because it's made from carbon fiber steel that they use in the SpaceX astronaut suits. Go fuck yourself. Because see, at the end of the day, you hate yourself as much as I hate you. You hate yourself. And you know why you hate yourself? Because you don't have the fucking balls to have an affair. That's why you hate yourself. Because this is where it all came from. In the 60s, there wasn't any cyclists. In the 70s, there wasn't any cyclists. In the 80s, there wasn't any cyclists. And then all of a fucking sudden, towards the end of the 90s and into the noughties, suddenly cyclists appear. And again, you have to differentiate from what I mean here. I do not mean children. I do not mean junkies. I don't mean hippies. Right? I don't mean people who fucking cut about on a bike from time to time. I mean grown men who invest thousands of pounds to look like Lance Armstrong. Only difference being they've got two bollocks and far less cocaine in their system. And then they go out during the night, early fucking weekends, and they cycle about in packs of other men who are equally as desperate yet afraid to have an affair. Because this group of men that has been lost over time, this kind of mad men, not mad men as in crazy men, mad men as in fucking the Don Draper cunt, right?
When men.
When they would kick about an office in a suit, smoke a fucking cigarette, perched on the edge of a table while they would dictate orally a note to some secretary who would scuttle off with an arse slap and she'd fucking type it up. Yes, not a problem, Mr. McGregor. And he'd get a wee fucking cheeky Christmas present like Alan Rickman in fucking Notting Hill, the bastard. And they'd go away for a business meeting, an overnight conference somewhere, and he'd snake his secretary, and he'd get that all out of his system. No, he's not doing that. Instead, they're buying £4,500 mountain bikes, and they're cutting about, wanking each other off in the bushes. I despise cyclists. Despise them. There is no need for it. They think they're impressing no one. They are impressing no one. And I'm telling you right now, I would defy any woman who stands on her front door and watches the father of her children, the man that she so calls love, dressed head to toe in Lycra, heading off with his pals on a cycle on a Sunday morning.
Get up these stairs, Franco, and sort your wife out, you fucking bellend.
I'm away on my bike. I've got a new set of clips that I want to try, and I've got an Airstream water bottle. So we're heading down to Loch Winnock to see if I can get 3.5 seconds off my time. We're picking up a new member of the group, a young man called Sebastian. He's Spanish. He's just moved over, and apparently makes a fantastic paella. Have a great day with you and the kids, love. I know that I work Monday to Friday and we only really get to spend one day together because normally we have to go out and do like the food shop and get the kids ready. And I would obviously much rather be with 10 other men dressed head to toe in Lycra and cycling about a fucking country park than lying next to my wife.
Fucking cuts.
Oh. So I don't know if cyclists are... I don't know if cyclists are protected by the new hate crime bill, you know? I think I'm safe to say that if you are a cyclist, you should, you know, take your own life. I think I'm safe to say that. I think I'm safe to say that if you are a cyclist, you are extremely unhappy in your own life and are unable to find a way out. I think I'm safe to say that. However, if you're a trans cyclist, I'm fucked. That's the laws of the bill. I don't know. There needs to be a banter clause in the Scottish Hate Crime Bill. There needs to be a banter clause. because it's very much dependent on setting, tone, scenario. I can't wait to a case goes to court. There's 30 people taking off their work to sit and fucking be the jury for this one.
Prosecution rests, Your Honour. Finlay McGregor from Fart Semen and Socks, full of defence. Your Honour, the defence for this case is very simple. My client's 15-minute rant about cyclists being homosexual men who are afraid to have affairs with their secretary. Your Honour, this was simply banter, Your Honour. Banter. In that case, case withdrawn, case closed. Like it. That'd be it. The banter defence. Oh, fucking Humza. What is the SNP doing? What is the SNP doing? It started to feel as if we had gone as far down the woke left trail as we were going to go. But we might be going down a bit further. We might be going down there a wee bit further. Who knows? What was I talking about? Somehow I've been talking about monks and Tai Chi. Aye, Tai Chi. My mate does Tai Chi. Which, you know, I'm a creative, right? I'm a creative person. Some may say an artist. Not I. Not my words. Some may say. Some may say an award-winning comedian. It's fucking sitting behind me. And it's there. Only one in Scotland. Sometimes I forget. I don't know why Alexa's talking to me. Alexa, shut up. Sometimes I forget that there's it's the only one of them in Scotland. Right here. What? There it is. Utterly meaningless. Utterly meaningless. But every now and again, I think it's quite cool that the, you know, I've got an Edinburgh Comedy Award sitting there. It's the only one, only Scottish act in history to win it, and it's the only one in Scotland sitting there, you know, so that's quite cool. That's quite cool. Better than Tai Chi, man, that's it. I don't even know what Tai Chi is. I don't know what Tai Chi is, because I did think it was meditation for a long time, and it's no, it's just fucking, it's like karate without the violence, so, I'm worried about man. I don't know if Tai Chi is a gateway drug to full-blown homosexuality. I don't know. I should ask him. How do we go if we talk about monks, monasteries, Tai Chi, to the Scottish Hate Crime Bill? And again, using that to further push our hatred of cyclists. I just don't like them. I just don't like them. I'm living on the edge right now. I have, as I sit here talk to you, I've got a washing outside. I have a crack in the window directly in front of me, and I'm just staring out it. And every now and again, obviously when a cloud moves over and it slightly becomes a bit greyer, I panic that I'm going to have to run and bring in fucking washing. I had that panic moment this morning, right, when the wash machine stopped as I was still at home. So in my head, I'm like, that has now become my problem. And I'll tell you for why. Because the good lady, the wife, Mrs. Gibson, she's off to work. Now, she hears the fucking dulcet tone of a wash machine end as well, right? There's not a lot of things that women enjoy. A good roast dinner, a great orgasm, and the fucking dulcet ping of a wash machine going off. It fills them with a little bit of joy. But because we both heard the sound, and she's leaving to go to work, and she knows that I'm at home, then that's now my responsibility. Because if she was to return home, and the washing was still in the wash machine, you're like, listen, you yeah, bastard. Did you no fucking hear that this month? So, there was a slight panic. Full disclosure, I'm just being honest here. There was a slight panic in me because I thought, fuck, I'm going to have to deal with it now. And I hate
Dane Washin. I hate Dane Washin almost as much as I hate Dane Huswark. And I hate Dane Huswark almost as much as I hate Dane Rissies. In fact, I just hate Dane entering the house. I hate it. But you've got to do what you can, you know. So, the Penguin half and... I've made an executive decision. I've looked outside. The sun was shining for a brief moment. And I thought, fuck it. I know it's Scotland. I know that it's April. But fuck it, I'm taking a chance. I know this is meant to be spring. The lambs are in the field. They are enjoying life. Then they're wee fucking hop, skip and a jump. But I thought, fuck, I'm going to take a chance. And I put the washing out. So now I'm shiting myself. I'm going to have to run and bring in damp washing. And then if I do bring it in, there's nothing more fucking sad than having to bring in washing that was once outside to now replenish it inside. Because it doesn't smell the same. It doesn't smell the same, Sandra. You're right. It doesn't smell the same. It's a nice air washed, you know, air line hung outside, but a washing. I was almost fucking ready to smash up the TV the other morning when I'm watching BBC News. I really need to stop watching BBC News. I think actually all of us should just agree. On top of cyclists needing to be removed for the planet, I think we all just need to agree that BBC News is just done. We need to just stop watching it. It has become a joke, as far as I'm concerned. I know that we talk things about, like, you know, like, state media being controlled. So, like, especially in this country, we like to say things like, the Russian people don't know what they don't know what's going on. They don't know because everything's controlled by Putin in the state, and the news that's been put out there is controlling them. Ping controls all the fucking state media in China, and Chinese people don't know what's going on, and everything's controlled. And we, the British people, and the British media, we're the only ones that tell you the truth, and we tell you exactly what's going on. And it's all fucking bullshit. Like, it's all bullshit. I wonder if your average Russian or your average Chinaman has conversations about going, fucking hell, British people are, you know, they're sheep, man. They don't even know the real truth that's going on. And the reason why I was angry this week as well is because, obviously, if you have lived in Scotland within the last, you know, 4 months, since the start of the year anyway, you'll know that it hasn't stopped raining since, I think, the 5th of January. I think it started on the 5th of January, and it hasn't stopped raining since. But yet the BBC, in all of the fucking glory, decided to run a news story the other morning saying that we have had the driest March on record. Since the history books began, we have just experienced the driest March in history. Even though, in Scotland, I think, and I'm not exaggerating here, I think it rained somewhere in Scotland every single day during the month of March. But according to the BBC, we have just had the driest March in history. Now, obviously, I know, and you know, that they are talking about global temperatures. But here's the thing, BBC. I couldn't give a fuck. I couldn't give a fuck. If it is 100 degrees in Abu Dhabi, if they can't keep building the line because the glass is turning back into sand, it is that hot. I couldn't give a fuck. And you know why I don't care? Because I haven't been able to leave my house in a month because it's fucking pissing me rain every single day. I don't care. The reverse doesn't work. You didn't have fucking famine in Africa and they're running news articles on BBC Africa going, oh, we've never had so much fucking food. Oh, global food prices have plummeted. There is fucking abundance of food everywhere while you are sitting burying another child. They don't give a fuck. All you care about is the conditions you're in. And when the conditions you're in are fucking shite, it's hard to think or care about anybody else on the other side of the fucking planet. I could be sitting here watching the bushfires in Australia, the fucking Terminator koala bear that came running out a hedge, burnt to a cinder top to toe. I wouldn't even crack a fucking smile at that now because I'm sitting in the pissing rain. They then have the cheek to, as soon as they have ran a story about how it is the driest March in history, to then go straight into a flooding story in April. And I'm going, you don't even see how stupid your own journalism is now. You don't even realise, nobody's even sat in the news desk, if they have a news desk anymore, going, right, run me through what's going on. Scotland hate crime, okay, koala bears on fire, right, cyclists are cunts. driest January, and then flooding it. Right, so we're going to go straight from it's now been the driest month in history to any of flooding. How does flooding start? Somebody leave a tap on? Or is it because it's continued fucking rain for weeks upon weeks? That is a fucking nonsense. Nonsense organisation, the BBC now. They just need to disband it, man. Disband the BBC. I'm all for that. Take your fucking TV licence, stick it up your fucking arse, and get rid of it. What do we really get out of the BBC now? Absolute mainstream television is fucking gone to bits. Everything is on a streaming platform now. Which is wild when you think, like, how many different streaming platforms we've got, how many different things you pay. And I do have to laugh about it as well, because even for all the amount of years that I've had Sky TV, when it first came out and people would complain about the cost of Sky, now you've literally doubled that and you're still paying for Sky, yet you've got all your subscription services on top of it. It's fucking wild, man.
The world we live in is fucking collapsing around us.
But hey, you've got to have the latest episode of some TV show that used to be on 20 years ago. Do you know what I mean? So, pay the bills, man. Pay the bills. Don't pay your TV licence. That's probably how I would play it. That's probably how I would play this one. See how that goes. Hey guys, that's us. Thanks very much indeed for listening. Apologies, this one's been split over the 2 days, but then you wouldn't know. I'm just being honest, letting you see behind the wizard's sleeve. We'll split this one over the 2 days, but to you, it's one continuous, glorious podcast. Thank you for subscribing, as always. Thank you for continuing to support the show. We literally, you know, couldn't do the podcast without you. She's an absolutely fantastic. Those of you who are the heroes. And if you're not a hashtag hero yet, please do become a hashtag hero. You go to patreon.com/thehashtagshow. That's Patreon, patreon.com/thehashtagshow. And sign up there to get every single episode in its entirety. It's the only way to hear every single episode in full, uninterrupted, is to become a hashtag hero. But if you want to support the show in other ways, please do subscribe to the YouTube channel. Help us get to that magic 1,000 subscribers so we can start to build the channel there. Like us on Facebook, get us on the socials, sign up to the newsletters, although our newsletter never goes out. But when you see the podcast, please share it. Share it to your page. Encourage people to listen. Go back and listen to the old ones, because let's be honest, they are the best. But yes, cannot thank you so enough. He's a brilliant. I love yous all. And hopefully got some guest episodes coming up soon. And lots more in the pipeline. So it's the best time to be a hero and support the pod. So that's it. Love yous all. Yous are fucking fantastic. Thank you, as always, to everyone who continues to send messages of goodwill and checking in. It is incredibly, incredibly thoughtful and very much appreciated. I may not get a chance to respond to all of them, but I certainly read them all. And honestly, it means a lot. And it does help us all. You know, talking and sharing stories helps with everyone. Like, subscribe, listen, encourage people to check it out. And I'll speak to you all next week. Love is our currency. Stay safe. Onwards.
Hi everybody, thank you. Good night. Good night.
This is the air.
The hashtag show.co.uk.